Welcome to NoSpinHomilies.com. I invite you to join me to reflect upon the homilies of Father Dan. Father Dan will challenge us to open our heart, mind, and soul to the Word of God. Father Dan will draw upon sacred scripture, along with art, literature, and the lives of the saints, to help us grow in our love and knowledge of the scripture. In doing so, we can become the living Word of God in this world. Now it is my pleasure to present to you No Spin Homilies.
Today, our church around the world celebrates the feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And so what I want to do is I want to look at some of the characteristics that makes them a holy family so that we could maybe apply them in our own life so that we can grow in holiness ourselves. Now, let's take Joseph. At the gospel that we heard today, the Magi have just left the Holy Family. And Joseph has a dream, and the angel warns him. Essentially, Herod is trying to destroy the child, and therefore, he commands Joseph to wake up in the middle of the night, take the mother as well as the child, and flee to Egypt. When you stop and think, Joseph has really been through a lot. First of all, he finds out his fiancée, Mary, is pregnant, and then in a dream, the angel tells him the whole story, that this was part of God's plan, and then he tells Joseph's role in God's plan to save the world. Well, then next, essentially, because Caesar orders this census, Joseph has to take Mary, who's ready to give birth, on this long, dangerous trip from Nazareth down to Bethlehem. Now, this trip took probably around 100 miles. Because I traveled that myself several times. Now, can you imagine how difficult this must have been? You know, I have said before, travel in the ancient world was always dangerous. There were no marked roads or signage. You know, it was very easy to get lost. You know, on these roads were waiting, you know, thieves, marauders, kidnappers, murderers, just waiting for you, in addition to wild animals. You know, you had to essentially, you know, brave the elements, the cold, the wind, the rain. And so Joseph and Mary did all this on this long trip to Bethlehem. And then to add insult to injury, Joseph faces the great embarrassment that he can't provide for his family. He cannot get one room at any inn in Bethlehem. In fact, they have to settle to moving into a barn. That's what Mary gave birth, in the stable, or we would refer to it as a barn. And so Joseph, yes, he has been through a lot in a short amount of time. And yet now, in the middle of the night, he is awakened by the angel in a dream, you know, to get up and go to Egypt, go to a foreign country with a foreign language where he won't have a job and he doesn't have a place to, you know, to stay with his family, to go there, because Herod is trying to kill the child. Well, just think about it. Herod not just wants to kill the child, he wants to kill the mother and the father too. So Herod wants to essentially wipe out the entire Holy Family. So yes, this is a dangerous point in all their lives. And so Joseph, he gets up. Now, can you imagine how dangerous this trip was? He gets up, he travels to Egypt with Mary, who just gave birth to a baby, and she's now carrying a newborn baby. Well, this is incredibly dangerous. Now, I've taken that trip from Bethlehem into Egypt. Now, it took us, albeit on a bus, it took us 10 hours, and the bus was probably driving 70, 75 miles an hour. So you can only imagine that Joseph and Mary and Jesus, it took them probably weeks to get to Egypt. And it's not an easy trip. You know, you have to travel through the Sinai Desert, which is an incredibly dangerous and difficult place to travel in. But they did it. Now, here's the point. Joseph obeyed every time. Joseph consistently obeyed the angel and he obeyed God. Even when there was a danger, even then things didn't seem clear to understand, he still obeyed. Now notice at the very end of the gospel, the angel appears to Joseph in another dream and tells him that Herod is dead and it's okay to come back to Israel. In fact, he even tells them to go back and settle in Nazareth. Now, for them to travel from Egypt all the way to the northern part of Israel, Nazareth, that must be 200 to 300 miles. So again, it must have taken them months to get there. But nonetheless, Joseph obeyed. As it says, Joseph rose, took the child and the mother, and went to the land of Israel. And so, time and again, Joseph, he moves. He acts at the prompting of the angel. And so, Joseph knew the importance of obeying God. And so, what does he do? He places his love for Mary and Jesus, you know, within the framework of his overall love for God. Now, Joseph never stopped loving Mary and Jesus, but he situated his love for them within the framework or the broader context of his love for God and his obedience to God the Father. See, that's what made him holy, and that's what makes the holy family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, a holy family. Now, I'll give you some more examples of what I'm getting at. Go to Abraham in the Old Testament. Abraham, the father of many nations, he longed for a child. Well, essentially, he was given a child. He was blessed by God. He was given Isaac. And Isaac was the child that he loved so much. Also, Isaac essentially was the fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham, in which God says to Abraham, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky. Well, it would all start with Isaac. Well, we all know the story. One day, God essentially comes to Abraham and says, you know that beautiful child that I gave you? I want him back. In fact, I want him back right now. And you, Abraham, you will essentially perform the sacrifice. So what does Abraham do? Does he say no to God? Does he say, no, I love Isaac more than anything, even you. I will not do it. No, Abraham obeys. You know, there's that terrible scene in which they both climb Mount Moriah and he ties Isaac's hands, you know, behind his back. He, you know, takes out the knife and is prepared to carry out the sacrifice and the angel stops him. Well, we see what Abraham did. Abraham loved Isaac, maybe even more than his own life. And yet he situated his love for Isaac under the wider context of his love for God. And see, that's what made Abraham and his family holy. I'll give you another example. Look at Hannah in the Old Testament. Hannah, too, she prayed day after day. She went to the temple and prayed day after day, week after week, year after year. She intensely prayed for God, that God would bless her with a child. Her anxiety was so great, she even wept many times, you know, for God to bless her with a child. Well, eventually, God essentially does so. He answers her prayer, and she gives birth to Samuel. Now, what does Hannah do? Essentially, when Samuel was a very little boy, she takes him to the temple, and she literally dedicates him to God. She gives Samuel to Eli, who is the high priest. And from that moment forward, Eli raises Samuel the rest of his life. And Samuel becomes one of the greatest prophets in the Old Testament. Now, did Hannah love Samuel? Well, of course she did. Again, probably more than her own life. But just like Abraham and just like Joseph, see, she situated her love for Samuel in the broader context for her love for God. And that's what made her and her family holy. Now, let's go back to the Holy Family, the presentation of Jesus in the temple. Remember, the temple was God's house. And so Mary and Joseph, they dedicate Jesus back to the Father, just like Hannah did. Now, remember also, The temple was the place where the sacrifices were made for the Passover to be celebrated. Well, anticipates Jesus' ultimate sacrifice on the cross. Now, Mary and Joseph, they really and deeply loved Jesus when they handed him over to the Father. And yet, they situated their love for Jesus in the broader context of their love and their obedience to God the Father. And that's what makes them holy. I'll give you one last example. The finding in the temple. Jesus is about 12 years old. Mary and Joseph, as they're traveling, they find out that they've lost him. They spent 3 days in Jerusalem trying to find him. Finally, they do, in the temple, conversing with the scholars. Mary says to Jesus, "Don't you know how much anxiety you caused your father and I?" And Jesus' response, "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" Now, again, Mary and Joseph deeply loved Jesus, and yet they situated that love for him in the greater context of their love for God the Father. And see, that's what makes them the holy family. And see, that's a great lesson, even a great formula for us to be holy ourselves. We all have people in our life, family members and friends that we deeply love and care about, right? And yet we situate the love for them in the broader context of our love for God, our love and our obedience to God. And see, that is the formula for holiness. That's what makes Jesus, Mary, and Joseph the holy family. That's what makes Abraham and Hannah holy. And that's what will help us to grow in our holiness. And may the grace and the peace of Jesus Christ rest upon you always.